But riches and honor come from thee. Thou reignest over all. It's time for the saints to rise and take charge. We have pull-mouthed ourselves and act like we live in the back room where nobody visits. We have acted like we belong to nobody when we have been joined to the King. When we have been raised up in righteousness. Hello, hello, hello. We've been made like Him. He is the King. He is the Master. Hallelujah. And He's a God of honor. He reigned over all. Look what He did. He gave Adam this earth. He was so rich and wealthy. You know, rich and wealthy is a double. I like to say it more than one time, so I double up. Rich and wealthy is the same thing. If you're rich, you're wealthy. If you're wealthy, you're rich. Hallelujah. And He reigneth over all, and in thine hand is what? Power, might, and in thine hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. It's who hand? God's hand. For God so loved the world, He gave. It's in thy hand to make great and give strength to all. Deuteronomy 8:18. So since it is in His hand to do it. Deuteronomy 8:18. Are y'all hearing me? Is this too complicated? Or is it simple enough? Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for helping me to say the words You want said in a way that everybody can comprehend, grasp. It become revelation in their spirits that these moments, times that I'm standing here will not be wasted time, but it be valuable time of impartation and revelation and insight into who You are and what You have brought us to and what You've given us to have. But Thou shalt remember, O Lord, Thy God. But Thou shalt remember the Lord thy God. For it is He that giveth thee what? Power to do what? Get wealth. It is He that giveth thee power to get rich. Yeah. It is He that giveth thee the power to get wealth. For what reason, Lord? That He may establish His covenant with which He did what? Swear unto thy fathers as it is this day. God don't swear something and back out. Now look what He said. The covenant was established between God and Abraham and his seed after thee the covenant was established between God and Abraham and his seed after thee in their generation. Genesis, we're getting there. 17:1. And Abram was 90 years old and nine. And the Lord appeared unto Abram and said unto him, I'm Almighty God. Who is he? Walk before me and be thou perfect. Be a mature man. That's what perfect means there. Mature. Be mature. And I will make a covenant between me and thee. What did he say he's going to do? And Deuteronomy said, I will establish my covenant between that he may establish his covenant which he swore unto thy fathers as thee of this day, right? God started a covenant between he and Abraham. His name was Abram. He said, now look what he said. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. Not just a little bit. Exceedingly. Anybody know what the word exceedingly mean? That's beyond you what you can handle. More than you can think. Exceedingly. And when he said that, you see how strong the words was. The words, how strong the word were. How strong it was. And Abram fell on his face. There were some powerful words. The man fell on his face. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, when he fell down, he was in a position to hear. So God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee. That's where the covenant got started. Adam forfeited. God and Abraham entered into a covenant. And in this covenant, we found out God has what? Might and power. Power and might. He's great enough to give to everyone strength. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so he said in verse 4, as for me, behold, my covenant with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Verse 5, neither shall thy name anymore be called who? Abram. But thy name shall be called Abraham. He gave Abram his name. Him. Abraham. Elohim, him. He took on God's name. God made him a part of who they was, covenant people and a covenant God. Abraham, for a father of many nations, look what he said. Didn't even have a child. Sarah wasn't even pregnant. Still couldn't have a child. But look what he said. Anybody in the house? For a father of many nations, have I did what? Made thee. And Abraham, a father of many nations, have I made thee. Verse 6. And I will make thee what? Exceeding fruitful. And I will make nations of thee, and kings shall do what? Come out of thee. And I will do what? Establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee for a little while. Oh, after thy seed after thee in thy generation for a little while. No. That's not for us. Shall establish this covenant how long? An everlasting covenant to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee.